This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America Radio Network stations, our Mega Talk Radio stations, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. And a good morning out to the GCN Live boys up there in Minneapolis. Hello, George. Hello, Adam. Hello, Matt. Plus around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thanks for your service to America, plus our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, before we get into something that's really weird here, I'm going to talk about this for a second, because states are now seeking to undertake, and there are four of them, and you might be able to figure out where they are, controversial smartphone voting experiment. Now, who do you think started this?
Well, I would say the Democrats.
Yeah, but where? What state?
Well, California, I would think.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Oregon. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? And the other one was Washington State. Figures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of this idea? I mean, if my personal thought, I'll just start it this way, is if you think we got a problem with hacking now, you wait till they do this.
Well, if they can have some, I mean, there's so many moving parts to some kind of integrity / security when it comes to mobile phone voting that, I don't know if it can necessarily address it all. And one means, if a husband and wife are legitimate voters,
mm-hmm.
but they use one phone between them,
right.
What do you do?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's an experiment that they're doing along with Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, those may say that they don't have a cell phone and they would be disenfranchised if,
mm-hmm.
if say, California. I would hope that Silicon Valley and those that, you know, are software platforms and security platforms for mobile phones and no software, they must know something that I don't know.
Now, what were you doing in 1994? Because autopilot spending was invented back then in 1994. It's rapidly expanded. Started out at just $1.7 trillion in 1994. Then in 2015, it went up to $3.2 trillion on autopilot, an 87% increase. And after adjusting for inflation, over the same time span, entitlements have climbed 81%, while offsetting collections increased by 126%. Simply put, when the government shuts down, certain agencies keep going because they're on autopilot. They've already got their money.
Well, the certain agencies continue to go because they're called essential. The non-essential is really what is necessarily known as discretionary. And they can be deemed to continue operating in spite of a shutdown. But when it comes to autopilot spending, it's really appropriations. Let's put it that way. You know, we probably have, I think, over 900 different departments, if you will, / agencies within government. 900.
Mm-hmm.
Over that. Not quite 1,000. Okay, so, some of those just continue to operate and operate and operate, and I would say they have to, you know, you don't have to use a lot of paying attention in order to get them funded. So, or, you know, give them their operating expenses. So you just give them, you know, put it on autopilot.
Well, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, United States Mail Service.
Entitlements,
yeah. Yeah, within the U.S., all entitlement programs, as well as national security military programs, do not require congressional approval because of laws that make them, quote, end of quote, permanent appropriations.
Permanent appropriations.
Yep.
Exactly right. But look, if a particular department, for the sake of argument, needs $100 million,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that's at a minimum, and that number will never go down, then that $100 million just goes on and on and on. If they need more than that, then you have to go through appropriations to give them more.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger question is, do they really need the $100 million? Who's examining whether they need the $100 million? To begin with, maybe this day and time, because of redundancy or efficiencies, we can get them down to $90 million.
Mm-hmm. Well, other vehicles for autopilot federal spending include contract authority, borrowing authority, and offsetting collections, which are fees, fines, and charges.
Correct.
For permits.
Correct.
Yep, so they're all in there, too, because...
I watched some of that hearing the other night on C-SPAN. I wanted to watch something that would really be boring and make me go to sleep. And so I turned that on, and there was an interesting panel there that was arguing not to do that anymore because nobody's paying attention to it. So I watched it, I don't know, about 10 minutes, and then I did go to sleep, but I went to sleep mad.
Yeah. Okay. No explanation needed.
Exactly.
All right, here comes the music. Let's see. Here comes the music, so we'll put you on hold here, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, what's happened to all those migrants in Mexico? Well, wait till you hear this. They're not exactly singing Jolé down there, but they are sticking around Mexico, and we'll tell you why. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Hey, you looking for a good Christmas present for somebody that owns a handgun or has a knife, or maybe they got a club or a stick or something else that you might think they might use to defend themselves? Well, guess what? For just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the law enforcement system doesn't always get things right when they show up on a scene where someone's had to defend themselves. The first person they're going to look at is the last person standing. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. They give their members access to exclusive world-class training also through the Concealed Carry magazine with all the different programs that are in there. And you get $474 worth of free stuff should you join right now, including videos and DVDs and books and other things to help you, as well as discounts on numerous supplies around the country on various products, so you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Now, to find out more, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, or you can find it on any one of my Facebook pages, because it's there right now on the Facebook pages. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the Wall Street Journal, and we teased this while we went to break, has come out and said that shut out of crossing the border to the United States, migrants stuck in Mexico are now turning to the local job market picked by the Mexican government in a job fair boasting 7,000 openings. Now, these applicants can file for asylum in Mexico. They can then obtain a Social Security number, sign a job contract in Tijuana, and for the duration of their stay, they'll be legal. They'll be able to contribute to the economic development because 5,000 1,000 jobs are needed in the Tijuana area involving manufacturing of consumer goods like televisions, stereos, medical equipment that's all shipped tariff-free into the United States. And Tijuana has a very low unemployment rate of just 2.8%.
Correct. I mean, that's because of American business. It's, you know, in Mexico. And because American economy is doing so well that they've got these job openings. Now, here's what's particularly interesting. Some, and we don't know really what that exact number is, but some of those in the migrant slash caravan, if you will, have taken those jobs and decided to stay in Mexico. Others just blew it off and just said, I'm going back to their home country. And then there are others that's a major criminal element. That has done neither. So,
they're just hanging out to be banditos somewhere.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
Well,
so, you know, the media really needs to understand. I mean, once we get to, and of course the media, I think, does understand, but they still want to report on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Negative is this little 7-year-old girl that died.
Yeah. Was she the one thrown over the fence?
No. This is the one that died in...
Oh, the one that was sick. Okay, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's the deal. You have to sign a document that says everything is great when you get on, you know, from point to point when you're in U.S. custody. And so there was a bus. This happened in Texas, by the way, and not in California. But there was a bus that was leaving to take people wherever they were leaving, and it was full, so they couldn't get on that one. And so they had to wait for the next one. And for the next one, they got on. And apparently she was having some issues then. But it wasn't because of Border Patrol. But the father signed off, everything is great and wonderful, and then sometime during that trip, it wasn't so great and wonderful with her, meaning that she didn't have food and water. And she apparently hadn't had food and water in 3 days. Well, that's not the Border Patrol's fault.
No.
You know, she wasn't in that custody until she got on that bus.
By the way, we just got a question here from Jeff, who's in listening to us in Los Angeles, California. And good morning, Jeff.
He's
saying, phone voting? What about people that have more than one cell phone? I know a few self-employed guys that have two or three phones, personal business, blah, 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 business. People can get multiple lines in their name, whatever. What about all
that's
that?
Right. Mm-hmm. He's precisely right, which is the reason I said there's got to be something else that Silicon Valley is working on or testing right now that we don't know about that. They're doing this experiment.
Well, here's what he's saying. Here's what he's saying. People could get additional lines before an election and vote and then cancel them after the election. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's just another way of fraud.
You can charge yourself into a Walmart and go buy 25 Go phones. You know?
By the way, was a real peaceful weekend in Paris again, huh?
Not so much.
I'm looking at the pictures here. I'm not sure what they're trying to burn down, the city or the cars in the street.
Well, you know, Macron has come out, and he's raised the minimum wage. He's given them a bonus. He's done this. He's done all kinds of things. And some say, well, this is significant what he's done. Well, he's only done it for a select number of people, by the way.
And they work 30 hours a week.
Yeah, well, you know, give me a break, okay? But, you know, that... Those are the people that are on the government payroll. He hasn't really addressed the people that are just a, you know, John Q. citizen over there.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing also spread to London.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And now there's an investigation that's been opened by French officials to see how much Moscow got involved in this one too with their propaganda operation.
Before we go over to the last thing that you're going to talk about, I've got something here to throw in the middle here, and that is that apparently Iranian hackers are now specifically targeting nuclear workers, according to the United States government.
Well, Navy. They're particularly hacking Navy and key people within the Pentagon and national security. That's right. And so is China.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, now, Governor, listen to me. Lieutenant General Flynn apparently Robert Mueller, in his investigation, was supposed to release some information regarding a 302. We're not sure if it actually got released the way it was supposed to be.
No, it was.
Okay.
It was.
And there was a bunch of stuff that was redacted on it. You got a copy of it, and you were just thumbing through it. What do you think?
Well, it's 178 pages, but the majority of it are submissions. Speaking of those that have been in Flynn's orbit, speaking to the high character of Flynn. And I mean, there's a bunch of them. There's 42 of them. But I would say that the 302, this is the interesting thing, the 302 that apparently was submitted in from August was, I may not get this right. It was the actual interview, but the with McCabe and Strzok. It wasn't the interview with Flynn. It was somebody questioned, apparently McCabe and Strzok, or McCabe interviewed Strzok and said, "Okay, how'd the conversation go?"
Yeah, that was my understanding. Mm-hmm.
That was what was submitted, and not the actual 302. I'm not convinced there was a real 302. Remember, there wasn't a 302 that was done on Loretta Lynch on the tarmac meeting, if I recall that right, or on Hillary.
No, I don't believe there was. You are right.
Yeah, I think there's something that was missing there, too. I may have gotten that part of that wrong. But so it looks like Mueller submitted what he got. Remember, Mueller didn't do the interview. This was way before Mueller.
It was Peter Strzok, wasn't it? Wasn't he the interviewer?
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, we can't blame Mueller. Mueller is just handing over what he was given by the FBI.
Right.
So it'll be interesting because Comey is back before.
Oh, yeah. Today.
Today.
Yeah. And they're going to have him behind closed doors, and I think they're going to drill him. We'll see what kind of answers he gives today to specific questions. Oh,
I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Right?
And if that's the case, then that says, if he's speaking truth on this, and that's a big if, but let's say for the sake of argument, he's speaking the truth. If he is, then that means that McCabe and Strzok were running things and kept things from Comey.
That's right. So either way,
I'm not defending Comey.
No.
I'm just saying,
that,
you know, there's your operation.
Okay, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there and see all the great stuff that she has to write. All right, we're coming back with our next military and veterans session here. Got some veterans news to talk about. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8255.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome.
In other news,
the man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, I can give you an idea to help you out if you're in a go-nowhere, stuck-where-you're-at job. And I want you to listen to these details right now from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, post 9/11 Vietnam veterans, the GI Bill will take care of you right here in great shape should you decide that you want to become an aviation maintenance tech, one of the most high demand jobs that's out there, paying about $70,000 a year to start in the civilian sector. That's for openers. And I want you to think about this for a second, because many of you getting out of the military, you've got skills, you're not sure what you want to do, where you want to go. Some of you getting out of high school, maybe you've been in some of the VOTEC schools and you've learned some skills, but you don't know where to go next. Do you want to go right to work, or do you want to go back to school and take your skills and hone them to where you can wind up with a job that'll pay you double or triple what you were going to start out at to begin with? Well, I think the decision in my mind would be pretty simple. So check out the National Aviation Academy with locations to serve you in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. Also in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. Call that number to schedule a tour. They'll take you on a tour, show you their facility, answer any questions you have, including financial obligations. If you want to find out about how your GI Bill works, or if you're a civilian, you want to find out about the educational assistance they have, all that's available. But you've got to either call them at 800-659-2080 or contact them online by going to the website naa.edu. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. He'll give you the white gloves treatment, too. They're a really, really, really good organization. You'll be proud to be there, let me tell you. You get uniforms, you get your tools, all of that comes along with it. So don't worry about your future. It's there. All you got to do is finish the course. And many of them, by the way, just to round this out, many of them, a month or two before their graduation, when they get their diploma, they've already got a job. They've already got a job. Okay, now, did you know that over the last 17 years, the Department of Veterans Affairs budget has quadrupled? And unfortunately, those funding increases haven't stopped the falsification of records, reports of medical care, poor medical care, and use of outdated IT systems. Unfortunately, money does not fix problems, especially at the VA. Now, the VA doesn't need a larger budget. It really needs to be smarter with the resources it has. Because instead of alarmist warnings about budget cuts, policymakers should focus on substantive reforms that will improve the VA's current system while ensuring taxpayer dollars are more wisely spent. And while the VA Mission Act was a good first step down this road, there's plenty more to do. Now, keep in mind, throwing more money at the VA will not solve all of its problems. Instead, Congress and the VA need to be held accountable to implement urgently needed reforms. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. In addition, wait till you hear this one. Jacksonville, Florida. A woman has sued the Naval Hospital in Jacksonville over a needle left in her spine. You heard me right. A Jacksonville law firm filed a medical malpractice lawsuit against the Naval Hospital in Jacksonville, claiming the facility covered up medical mistakes by leaving 3 centimeters of a broken needle inside the spine of a mother delivering a baby there 15 years ago. Now, the attorney for the plaintiff filed the suit in the U.S. District Court of Florida. And the needle, which the mother just learned about last year, is still lodged in her spine. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Stars and Stripes is reporting as the VA works to implement appeals reform. GI Bill problems are casting some doubts because, again, if you got any questions about your GI Bill, get a hold of the VA. And if they won't help you, go to your congressman and ask for your Veterans Affairs representative to turn your congressman's office, and they will help you very quickly. Also, a Dartmouth study found that VA hospitals outperform others in the same regions that they're in, for the most part. And if you miss the deadline to sign up for TRICARE dental or vision coverage, now you might be able to get an exemption for a little more time, but you got to get a hold of the VA on that one. And nearly half of the veterans had dermatology appointments delayed at the Pensacola VA clinic. Don't know why that was. That's all the news that's coming out right now pertaining to the veterans. Now, also, there's something here about Korea that I'm going to mention, because we still have a situation going on in Korea where we don't know exactly what's going to happen next. Now, the usual story going around Washington is that North Korea has no intention to denuclearize or to provide a complete and accurate declaration of all its nuclear facilities and inventory and allow the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, access to verify that declaration. Now, North Korea has reneged on promises to take these steps in the past and instead temporarily suspended productions of plutonium, impeded unfettered access to IAEA inspectors, secretly sought the means to enrich uranium, expel the inspectors, and resumed plutonium production when its enrichment activity was challenged. That's what North Korea did. So now what? Well, the narrative is incomplete and misleading. Why? Because it ignores the crucial link between Pyongyang's willingness to accept U.S. requests for verification and Washington's willingness to take steps to end the anonymity with North Korea. So we will continue to watch and see what goes on with North Korea, as this can't be good in the grand scheme of things, but all is not lost yet. Now, before I go to the next segment, I want to announce a couple of things here. Coming up in hour number four, we'll have Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast. But I'll have a couple of special guests. One will be Scott James, who called the game, Valdosta State game in McKinney, Texas. And, of course, they won, in case you don't know, they won the National Championship Division II playoffs, 49-47 over Ferris State, the Michigan team there. Wow, what a game that was. Came right down to the last play of the game. Holy smokes. And I've also got a special guest at 5:30. And you'll just have to tune in to find out who that special guest is going to be. He'll be on for just a few minutes, and then he'll be hanging up because he'll be going back to bed again. But today is the day that Bill Bunkley returns on our sister stations, Faith Talk 570, 910, AM 860, 930, and 1380. He's on from 4 to 5 there, plus the Faith Talk stations, and he's on for two straight hours, 4 to 6 p.m., on the Faith Talk 570 and 910 stations. So make sure you're tuning in for that, and you call in and wish him well when he starts to show up again today. I'm sure he's going to love that. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast, so don't go anywhere. We got some water to take a peek at. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patent and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Not a bad day today, except for the wind that's going to be out there. We're going to have a partly cloudy, but mostly sunny day, with a low this morning around 51. Now, right now, it's 54 right here at the airport in Tampa Bay. North-northwest winds, 3 to 5 miles an hour starting out, but during the course of the day, those north-northwest winds will go between 10 and about 20 miles per hour, gusts up to that. And then, of course, tonight, it'll be mostly sunny during the day. We'll have a high about 64. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51 again, with a north wind 3 to 6. And tomorrow morning, temperature will go up to about 70 as we get into more seasonal temperatures. And then Tuesday night, 54. And on and on and on it goes, with lows at night pretty much in the 50s, middle 50s, and then highs in the middle 70s rest of the week. Now, the seas right now are 2 to 3 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 65 degrees. The bay water temperature at 66 degrees. We had our low tide at 4:05 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 9:58 a.m. Again, it'll be sunny today, but it'll be a bit breezy out there in the water. So take your coat with you and be prepared to do a little bobbing in the boat when you're out there, because that's going to be one of those days. Now, we've got a contest. Freedom Boat Club's got a contest, which I'm happy to report and happy to tell you how you might be able to win a grand prize of a one-year premium membership worth $7,500. And it's going to be drawn on after December the 19th. You got till December the 19th to register for this. And here's how. You go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, and there'll be a drop-down entry form right there in front of you. You fill it out. All it asks you for is your name, your email, and your cell number so they can reach you when you win, if you're one of the winners. Now, this is no strings attached, the full Monty, the premier 7-day-a-week membership plan. That's the most popular of the plans they have, where you'll get 7 days a week here in the 18-location Freedom Boat Club area here in Tampa Bay. But you'll also have reciprocal usage where your membership will also be good around the country. Now, with that being said, if you're listening to me in Ohio, if you're listening to me in Pennsylvania or North Carolina or anywhere around the Gulf where they have Freedom Boat Club locations and you want to get into this, that's fine. Go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, and click on that drop-down menu. And good luck. Good luck. As we wish everybody well, we want to be able to announce the winner right here. And, again, you've got till December the 19th to do that. Now, we've also got something else coming up in January. It's the 2019 Florida RV Super Show out there at the State Fairgrounds. That is a big event. It goes on from January the 16th to January the 20th. And starting the new year off, the week of the 1st, I will be giving away free tickets to that great event out there. I'll have some 4-packs to give out. That'll be worth $40, but that will not start until January. And I'll do it like on a Monday, and then I'll do it on a Wednesday, and I'll do it on a Friday, and then I'll do it next week the same way, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting in January. So those of you that want to go see the RV Super Show, and maybe you're interested, or maybe you just want to go and see all the latest stuff they got there, I'll have free tickets to give out for that starting in January. So there you go. Now, a little something here. When White House leader, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York tried to move their Oval Office debate with President Trump over border wall funding behind closed doors, the president had the right response. He said, "It's not bad, Nancy. It's called transparency. About time, I think. About time." And the president also said about the executive order that he signed promoting opportunity zones in distressed towns. He said, "Our goal is to ensure that America's great new prosperity is broadly shared by all of our citizens. They're called opportunity zones. And we're drawing investment into neglected and underserved communities of America so that all Americans, regardless of zip code, have access to the American dream." Also, Congresswoman Jody Heiss said, "Time is up. Let's build the wall." She said, "With only a handful of legislative business days left on the books, they got one final chance to live up to the promise that they made to the parents, small business owners, blue-collar workers, farmers, teachers, ordinary people who helped the Republicans gain control in the first place. Simply put, it's time to build the wall." That coming from Jody Heiss, Republican in Georgia. And the Trump boom is not just merely a sugar high. The liberals are literally tripping over themselves to explain why the economy's performed so much better under Donald Trump than it did under Barack Obama without giving Donald Trump any credit. Have you noticed that? And the U.S. growth rate has doubled since Mr. Obama's last year in office. Long-term growth is there, not a short-term buzz. The tax cuts have the economy primed for just that. Anybody that says they don't doesn't understand what the tax cut's all about. And by the way, CNBC is reporting there were 1 million more jobs than unemployed workers in the most recent government count of job openings. Total available jobs stood at 7.08 million for October, the highest single level surpassed by only 7.3 million in August. And by comparison, there were just 6.08 million Americans classified as unemployed. Simply put, there are more jobs than there are workers to fill them at the present time. Now, might that change? Sure. Sure. People coming back into work from the retirement rolls, not uncommon. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened to a fairly large degree this year, because people are finding out they can come back, they can actually work and make a certain amount of money and not pay income taxes on it and be affected by whatever their pension is that they receive. Now, don't forget the Freedom Boat Club. Go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website to register to win the grand prize of a one-year premium membership worth $7,500. And if you have any questions for the Freedom Boat Club, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because they've got some of the best plans going when it comes to owning boats. You don't have to own a boat anymore. You can be a member of the Freedom Boat Club and get a better boat all the time, and you don't have to do any work. You don't have to do any work. And several of my friends have joined the Freedom Boat Club because of that reason, because of all the extra work they've had to do. Plus, one guy, he said, I'd been towed in by a towboat or boat tow USA, whatever they call it, for the last time. And I remember when he said that. Loaded his boat up on a trailer, took it to the Freedom Boat Club. They made him an offer, and he used the money he got to join and become a member. And that's something you can do. By the way, Frank Silvato coming up here after the top of the hour news. And Frank and I will be talking about, oh gosh, I don't know, Obamacare, climate change, the crime that they're all trying to say President Trump's committed without having any proof as such. And we're just going to get into it and just kind of have a good old time right after the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back. And for those of you that have to leave us at this hour, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tonight, same time, same channel. But for the rest of you, hour four comes right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.